Under this Senate bill, anti-abortion centers would receive $25 million in funding. However, the qualifications of these centers are questionable. These centers, sometimes called crisis care centers, often give the appearance of being legitimate clinics. Some in Tampa are located less than a few miles away from legitimate abortion providers. The centers are not bound by HIPAA and do not require any standardized medical training for staff. Democrat Senator Lori Berman questioned the sponsor of the bill, Republican Senator Aaron Grawl, on this.
Are you aware that there are instances where these centers have given away individuals' personal information because they are not bound by HIPAA? Talk to parents, partners, employers about an individual's visit?
I'm not specifically aware of those, but I don't know the circumstances under which each individual comes into the center and what has been presented to those individuals as the responsibility of the center with regard to any confidentiality depending on the types of services.
Amy Weintraub, Reproductive Rights Program Director at Progress Florida, is against the bill. Weintraub is a member of WMNF's Community Advisory Board and Programming Committee.
It is absolutely onerous that public funds are going to these religious entities that have, you know, a very specific theological position on abortion.
Weintraub encourages pro-choice Floridians to speak out against the bill.
The majority of Floridians who care about abortion rights need to get on the phone and let their senators and their House members know that this is these types of anti-public health policies are unacceptable, that they're regressive, and that they take us back.
For WMNF News, I'm Chris Young.